Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Emma Bogan, John, Victoria Wetherington, Jack Merriman, Alexandra Sipe, Nadia Heller, Charlotte, Stephen Gilbert, Internaut, Maz Dixon. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 85 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Yule, with me today for another episode I have.
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And who are you playing? Grizzop, Drick Act Amsterdam.
Hamid Sula, Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Rackett.
And how are you feeling about sand? Are we pro-sand? We like sand?
It's in all my crevices!
I didn't even know I had that orifice!
So... the party may be in the middle of a sandstorm. We have no idea of exactly where they are, how they are,
why
they are.
I really wish I could remember how the song Sandstorm by Darude went, because I would totally be humming it right now.
Oh, and the chorus of... So,
after that rousing rendition,
the party has apparently been teleported at least away from the university, or there's a sandstorm in Einstein's office. Who knows? With that in mind,
I'm gonna go for the former.
I'm gonna pick up where we left off.
stay together.
Cairo's horrible.
Just don't get separated. Hold on to each other.
All right.
Try and flail
everyone
around
give me a perception check.
18
for Grizzop.
19.
And 19.
All right.
So, you all are able to see one another and grab one another.
Okay. I don't think we're in the centre.
Probably not. I guess we just pick a direction.
Has anybody got a compass?
Which way does wind blow?
No,
I don't know, I grew up underground.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's also, did I, actually?
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Does wind blow from, like, the north or something? Can anyone see a
that's
star?
That's not how wind works.
Look for a building.
Everyone give me a con check. Shocker, the paladin does well at a con.
Mate, I think you mean a fort save.
I do mean a fort save. I've been
it's
playing
fifth
fed
round
recently.
Here.
Yeah, that was a 29 with a natural 20.
29?
11.
8. So, Grizzop, you're basically fine.
Great.
Everyone else, you're starting to find it hard to breathe. You haven't got any prep, you haven't put anything across your mouth yet, and already you're clogging and...
So say the way that I'm going to skin that fortune thing is I read a book once where they wrapped a cloth around their nose
there
and mouth.
You go.
So I'll do that. Go,
just wrap cloth around your face to help you breathe in.
You both are not able to talk currently. It's just...
I start doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and drag the other two to the ground to sit. Mm-hmm. And if the three of us can just sit with our backs to the wind for a little while.
Okay. You're able to do so. There's a very clear direction to it. However, sand begins immediately piling
up
against your backs. From your perspective, though, Hamid, if this is Cairo, this is a fluke. This is a fluke sandstorm. Yes, you can get a sandstorm, maybe even in the middle, but if so, it is an absolute fluke, and your luck must be incredibly bad.
We need a plan. We're probably not... in Cairo, like,
right,
we're probably just nearby, maybe. We need to set up some sort of barrier and try and wait out the storm.
Do you recognize any landmarks?
No,
visibility is about half a foot.
We
maximum.
Might be standing really close to one.
I mean, I guess we're in a desert.
You all of this, of course,
you wouldn't get winds like this with the buildings nearby. We just got to get a barrier in place and wait it out.
Well, I picked up a cloak.
Yeah, unless you want to climb into a bag of holding, I don't think we can.
I'm going to put a cloak up.
Okay.
And
it immediately starts getting heavy as the sand starts piling up on it.
This is awful. I hate Cairo.
Yeah, I've still got a tent somewhere. We can't set up the whole thing, but if we just set it up as a windbreak.
Do that then! You're from here, right?
So I'm going to drag my... dig into my adventuring kit, which is inside my bag of holding, get out the tent, and...
I'll help.
I'm going to be terrible at this. but just set. Basically, you want to set up the tent, just stretch between two poles, dig the poles in, try and create a...
Begin with a survival check for Hamid, and Grizzop, you can help if you want, unless you physically take the stuff away from him and do it properly.
Oh, no, I can't do it properly. I'm an urban paladin.
My survival skill is 0.
Mine's -1.
Cool.
Mine, so I got a 4.
You fail to help.
Mine would be 2.
I rolled a 4.
Nice.
I guess I could try.
Go for a help. For a help.
Is that... I'm saying 2 because I assume that'd be my wisdom.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you got it right.
But then surely the rest of you have higher...
-1.
No.
No. You're the wisest
paladins
party
paladins are charisma
member.
Based.
Sorceress.
I have high intelligence and high charisma.
I'm often right, but no one listens.
Yeah.
Yes, that's mathematically correct.
So I got 3 + 2, 5.
So we all rolled 5 or less.
All of you immediately right, grab that. No, pass me that. Right, okay. Eventually all three
what
of you are holding one pole and go, right, put it in the ground. You raise it up, you jam it down, and it immediately snaps in two. Clearly you tried to drive it straight into... rock
and
or something similar.
Here. No, I live in a house like a normal person.
The tent is starting to like get caught sand inside and outside.
Just
wrapping around you.
Can we like ride it?
Do you actually
like
let go?
Yes.
Do both of you let go?
No.
Okay. Carry on.
I cast flare.
Okay.
It's a new spell I have.
Describe
and what it does
flare.
Is it sends a flare. You can target it at a person. Which it essentially dazzles them.
Uh-huh.
Or you can just send it into the sky, much in the manner of
a flare.
So you send the flare into the sky.
Yes.
After half a foot, it disappears from your vision.
I'm then going to cast dancing lights.
Okay.
I can do both. And they're just going to start swirling around us in the storm.
Okay.
Like, it's probably not visible, but we might get lucky.
Occasionally, you all can't see them the second that they go more than about half a foot away. The only way that you can even talk is by going, like, forehead to forehead. It's a mess. And this sand is just painful. Any inch of you that is not covered is already, like, getting abrasions and stuff.
This is really rubbish.
This is horrible.
There's a reason we don't go in the desert very often. Well, you're the one who lives around here.
Not what Cairo looks like.
No, but, like, if I was in a forest... I know it doesn't look like Amsterdam, but it's still close by. It's the same biome.
What's a biome?
It's an environment. You know, the Amsterdam is arboreal and quite wet. It's flat.
I don't see how that's helping right now.
You should be helping right now.
Are either of you saying anything useful down there?
No! I haven't lived in Cairo for nearly 10 years.
You got a memory?
I was a kid. I lived in a nice fancy house with proper walls and a warbed and bars whenever I wanted them.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
So it was!
At this point, the sand has reached to, like, shoulder height. There is one, like, from you backing against it, there is one benefit, which is it doesn't seem to be settling around you, but that's mostly because the wind is so strong, it's like being sandblasted. It's just... the only place it's piling up is where you are all sat, and there it's piling up incredibly quickly.
So my breastplate's being polished?
Yes! Well, it'll look dull at first, but if you would then polish it afterwards, it would look lovely.
Abrasion.
Yeah, really nice. Do we have a plan?
No.
No! Got no plan.
Die in a sandstorm?
I guess so. Everyone give me a fort save.
Do I?
Yes.
Got critical success.
Yeah.
Is it worth nothing?
24.
21.
Oh, 28.
Carry on and we'll deal with the next fort save when it comes.
I mean, my options are basically to stab the sandstorm... or maybe throw a like thunderstone into it.
Don't throw it into the wind, that's my advice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't do anything, we're gonna die.
There's nothing I can do. I can't magic away the sand.
Why not?
Yeah, that sounds like something magic people could do.
Let's just start walking. Let's walk away from the wind.
I think that's our only option, mate.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we'll go until we I don't know much about.
Just keep our arms linked.
Okay, so you begin walking in the direction of the wind.
No.
Or against the wind.
So the wind is at our back.
Yes. Yeah, you're walking in the same direction as the wind. Yeah.
Wait, hold up!
I'll tie us together with some ropes.
That's a good idea! So you start walking. It's basically a shuffle because you're almost leaning, having to lean what would feel like 45 degrees backwards.
No, we just jump up and it takes us a bit.
Woof.
Unless I can dodge the sand, none of my skills are valuable here.
Yeah, likewise, it doesn't need healing.
This is your conversation as you shuffle forwards, trying not to lose your footing. Occasionally you do.
Bearing in mind that both Hamid and I weigh under 40 pounds.
Yes, yes. I'm getting there.
Okay. Although, to be fair, my breastplate probably... Yeah, my breastplate is two-thirds of my body weight, additionally.
So, yeah, as it stands, currently you are all struggling, but you are basically managing to keep your footing right up until Sasha, give me a reflex save.
Reflex?
Sasha, give me a reflex save.
I get to dodge the sand, hooray! Yes, okay, 21.
21?
Yeah.
There is a brief moment where both Hamid and Grizzop are bodily lifted off the ground and start dragging you forward, and you manage to sort of grab hold of them and push them back down as
flying.
The thrust finishes.
Sorry!
Actually, maybe we could fly.
I'm not a kite!
Well,
everyone
why
give
not?
Me a perception check.
Twenty-one.
So that's only 14.
I rolled a 2 as well. I got 13.
21, a 13, and
14.
A 14. So yeah, you keep going, starting to lose your footing.
Very tired.
Grizzop.
Yes.
You find yourself in front of a camel.
I found a camel.
And by in front of, I mean it's within half a foot of your head.
Okay,
I'll duck under it and get on the other side of it so that it's sheltering me from the wind and sand.
Yeah, okay. That works.
It's adapted to this environment. We're not.
Yeah.
With that in mind...
I mean, I found a windbreak!
You are now all hid behind a camel.
Yeah.
Continue.
Hello, camel!
Thank you.
Do they talk?
What? Not normally, no!
Everyone give me a perception check.
28.
13.
Either the camel has extra legs or there is someone upon this camel.
I should point out that was 30, not 13.
There's definitely someone upon this camel. They are extremely pon.
With a 30 to 28, I'm pretty sure we can see the person on the camel.
That's a lot of sand, mate.
Oh, sand.
Oh wait!
His ability is half a foot.
Hello?
Excuse me? Is this Cairo?
Yes, who are you? Are you in need? Are you in need of help?
Yes, we're in a sandstorm.
Very much so. Is that not obvious?
Well, hold on.
Okay,
I hold on to the camel.
Yeah, literally holding on.
I hold on to your foot that's dangling from the camel.
Do you occasionally lose your footing so it's like straight away?
Pretty much.
Just stay. I will guide you towards the hospital. That's where I'm heading. Where are you?
We're just anywhere to wait out the sandstorm.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We were just having a lovely stroll to take in the local sights.
The camel begins walking at a right angle to the direction that you were walking.
It's cool, I'm staying behind the camel, mate.
Yeah.
Are you...
We were teleported here.
No, but...
By accident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrible accident.
Yeah, we've got no idea.
Magical accident.
We were trying to get to Cairo. I assume we're not very nearby.
No, this is Cairo.
You find yourself...
Wait, what?
You find yourself reaching some steps. You nearly stumble upon them.
Weird desert?
Yeah. This is Main Street. This is...
What?
You find yourselves at a very large pair of wooden doors, which are closed shut against the storm.
Is this normal?
No, this has been terrible, terrible for days and days. Something terrible has happened to the weather.
Right.
Oh,
that's not unfamiliar at all. Yeah.
Balls.
Storms in Alexandria. Sandstorms here. Nothing is working. It's terrible. But
you
let's
are
get
all
inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. By the
thank
way.
Thank you.
Ow.
We will skip ahead to the door opens. You head inside. Pon camel. The rest of the party stumble inside. The door is closed.
How high are these doors?
They're massive.
Okay.
They're really, really big.
Okay.
You find yourself in a lovely, clean corridor. At which point, I feel I should probably address the Helen in the room. Hello, Helen. This is me addressing you.
Hello.
Good human interaction there, Alex.
I'm so good at talking.
You may remember Helen from other such Rusty Quill episodes as
Beowulf! Shouting, the three-part special.
Though you may not actually remember me, there was a whole thing.
Hey.
Fair, very fair.
Well played.
Good. So I would like to introduce to everyone... our new fourth. Thank you for joining us, Helen.
Yay! Oh my god!
How long have you been sitting there?
At least several hours. Yeah.
With this in mind, I will not be introducing your character for the simple reason that you can do so in character, and then we can get a bit more details.
Does that mean role play?
Helen's character looks at us and then describes what they're wearing.
I was gonna do physical description, but then that was it. That was it. That was all I was going to do.
Be really careful because he got stuck in Annoying Doctor for like five different episodes. He's going to get stuck in Einstein.
And I won't be able to get out of it. It'll be awful.
Could be metacritical.
So, bringing this train wreck back on the rails. Helen, please describe your character for Ben's benefit specifically because he couldn't possibly wait.
Okay. I am playing... a 6'6" orc who towers over you.
Yes!
So,
I mean, how specifically much do you tower over them by?
I mean...
at least double your size.
Yeah, specifically about double for both of us.
It's double our average, because I'm 3'2" and you're 3'4".
I am perfectly sized to carry both of you in each hand.
So we're basically like up to your mid-thigh?
Yes.
Ish.
Yeah.
Now, Azu looks down on you, which... Kindly eyes, shaven head, enormous, built like just a shed. a shed in orc form.
An orcish shed. Let me tell you, orcish sheds are sturdy.
Yeah, they know how to build them.
This will be a main point
this
of my
This shed
character.
Must last generations.
Marble. Marble shed. Where they're inlaid with granite. And a floor made of obsidian.
No, more balustrades.
She is wearing armor.
Ooh.
And gigantic axe.
Just
okay.
Also a morning star.
All right.
Also two other smaller axes.
Just in case you come across a smaller tree. Please. More precision chopping.
All of these things are glowing pink.
Wait, what?
Whoa, wait, what?
You heard.
Like mechanically glowing.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
They have mechanical effects.
Right.
This is like the Falcon armor all
over. Oh, my God.
I want you all to know, at no point did I give her a design brief and say, you have to hit these points. This has arrived all on her own. I'm so proud.
Do you have any iconography or symbology?
I do not, but you, as a priest of Artemis, will know... the colour of Aphrodite is pink.
Ah.
They tend not to go in for symbol so much as just a really, colour. Really clear colour scheme.
Yes. And also all the personalities. They're all very friendly.
Okay.
Excessively problematically so.
Mm. Yes.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
I guess we'll go our separate way then.
No, what? But
we can't go back out there.
What? No, you must stay. We must...
Thank you. But where are we?
Well, Cairo. I told you, this is Cairo. This is the main
street. This building specifically?
The Hospital of Aphrodite.
Oh!
Oh, right.
Do you not know from the armour?
Looking around, it's all pink. It's extremely clean. There's little bits of sand that you sort of brought in with you, but you're in a long-ish corridor that ends in what's clearly a foyer of some kind that's just about... 10-foot, 15-foot distance. Marble flooring, marble walling, and to shake things up, a bit of a marble effect on the ceiling. And it's that sort of rosy colour.
Presumably...
there are people in the foyer all just staring at you.
Presumably, I've been here before.
Yes, you have. There was an incident where you broke your leg as a child. They fixed it really, really quickly and easily. They're lovely. They're just lovely.
Right.
Thank you for helping us. My name's Hamid. This is Grizzop and Sasha.
Right.
Oh, of course. My apologies. The dust and all
of
the,
course,
and,
yes,
and coming across strangers.
Azu is still upon a camel. Just throwing in some context.
How high then? How high is the camel?
Like 11 foot.
Azu is like, yeah. I'm like,
we're shouting slightly upwards.
We're just dripping sand.
Just everywhere.
Beautiful.
I don't know what you're talking about. I look immaculate.
All right. Azu dismounts and offers her hand to
you. Hey, Grizzle, Paladin of Artemis.
Yes, you said, but my name is Azu.
Good to meet you.
It is wonderful to meet you. Now, are you injured?
No.
No, not at all. What about you? Are you injured?
No, just a few scrapes, but seem to be fine.
How about you, slightly taller person?
Well, I mean, not straightforwardly.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Give
you have a challenging injury.
Azu, give me a perception check.
Okay. Oh, wait, which one am I looking at?
Down there on the side, there's perception.
Okay, 13.
13? Yeah, she's got some kind of wasting illness. People tend to be quite sensitive about that kind of thing.
I'm very sorry for your condition.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm... I mean, there's upsides. Like,
really?
I'm very fast.
We can get into the details later.
It's very cheap to get
here. Hi, we're the London and Other London Outstanding Mercenary Group.
The who?
Should you really be telling everyone
The London and Other London Outstanding Mercenary Group.
I grew up in the mountains. I do not know. I've only been here for 5 days myself.
Well, to be fair, we've only been called that for...
About a week.
Like a week, yeah.
So you're an adventuring troop.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, no, Paladin of Artemis, first and foremost, then Bounty Hunter.
Artemis, you say?
Yes. What?
An equally worthy face.
Thanks.
There is a call from the foyer going, I'm fairly certain that what they're after is some kind of succor rather than merely standing in the corridor, Azu.
Oh, of course.
What succor?
It means
food and drink and other forms of
nice stuff.
Oh, right. Stuff. I like them. Yeah.
Hospitality. Friendliness.
You're still talking, Azu.
I don't like that.
Come and meet.
It's fine. We were just introducing ourselves. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I almost forgot the most important person that you could meet. This is Topaz T. Camel. My trustworthy steed.
Oh, the camel.
Hi, Topaz. Thank you for helping us. What's
the T stand
for?
Sorry, the character that was speaking was not the camel. I feel it really important to actually spell that one out for listeners. That was coming from the foyer.
Really
not the camel.
Snooty camel.
This camel might be snooty as well. We don't
know. All right, camel. It's like a kind of... It's a weird horse.
So, Topaz.
Much better than a horse.
What does the T stand for?
The. Topaz the camel. Topaz T camel.
Right.
I confess, I'm not the most...
Right.
I'm not the most inventive.
That's a nice name.
Still talking, Azu. Still talking.
We like talking. Sorry, hello.
You can't see this person. They're like in the foyer.
Oh, why do that empty air?
Is this another disembodied... voice, like...
No.
We've got bad history with voices coming out of walls.
Azu scoops up the two... The halfling...
Why would I...
Personal space!
Put me down!
Stranger danger!
Put me down!
I am completely accepting and quite
down.
Like it.
Put me down!
No.
I'm going to take a break there.
I don't think he likes it.
And welcome back. We'll pick up exactly where we left off.
Me down!
Come, human. No. Do not worry.
I can walk! I'm a paladin! I can heal myself!
Soon.
Put me down!
He's quite fast.
Quiet.
I'm gonna try and scrabble out of the drill.
Wait, so, are we doing a combat maneuver check?
Yes! Yes!
Reckon you, Lydia!
Escape artist. Simple
grapple.
Skill check.
You can choose. You
do
can
not
choose.
Engage the complex rules.
Opposed grapple check for to win.
Oh, he's going to make an escape artist.
Escape artist check.
Or acrobatics.
Okay.
Can I make a check to hold
Yes, on? Yes, you can. Can you give me a combat maneuver check? So roll the d20. And Bryn's pointing out the one you add to it.
That is 22.
22.
Am I able to use my acrobatics?
Yes.
Then that's.
Oh no, sorry. It's escape artist or combat maneuver only.
Okay. Well, they're both three, so nine.
Nine. No.
No. I just end up upside down.
Put me down. Put me down, or I'll shoot your knees off. Put me down.
Azu is pulling you into my knees.
I've got a bow and arrow. I'll reach your knees if I want. To.
Azu, this is a place of worship. Quiet worship. Calm. Quiet worship and healing.
Put me down!
Healing us.
Will you put me down?
You wanted me to bring them to you.
Just please respect my personal space. I am also a paladin. This is disrespectful. Put me down.
Put the minute person down.
Don't! Just because I'm...
Very well. She deposits Grizzop, does not let go of...
Hammett.
Who is what, curled up and just asleep?
No, I'm just...
cradled in the crook of your arm.
I'm fine with being carried around.
If it's nice, just roll with it.
She is ushering Sasha along with a hand on your back.
Thank you.
Don't touch me.
Oh, of course.
Heading into the foyer.
That's a bit... She respects my personality.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah.
So the foyer is, again, large and grandiose. It has lots of cornicing and so on. The way that Artemis was very sort of functional, defensible and robust, and the Poseidon lot were kind of austere. And
and really wet.
Really wet. Really, really
just
wet.
Generally cold and horrible.
Full of water. Mm.
Really, and the Apollo lot were all radiant.
Damp, moist.
It was moist.
Mostly what this place has is contours. And by that, I mean, if a building could have frills...
It's a lot
it
of
would.
Things that we probably couldn't say on the podcast.
It's curvy. It is a curvy building on the inside.
Right.
Undulating.
With lots of...
I feel like
that's a perfectly normal word.
That is the kind of thing Ooh. That... An,
well,
like,
then.
That an automated like checker of proprietiness would never catch, but every human...
Undulating is a perfectly normal word. Any implications are entirely with you.
It was how you said it. What, where your hands were while you were saying it.
I normally talk like this. What are you talking about? Yeah. I need to get the shopping.
Chill bars back.
Yeah. Oh no, it is.
Oh, Matt Berry, get out of my head.
So, the foyer itself is extremely large. Like I said, it has a lot of curves and so on to it. It has a huge mural on the wall exactly opposite you. There's a desk before that mural, and then the corridor splits into two, one going left, one goes right. The mural itself is a huge depiction of, it's a very famous piece of art that you'll all probably be aware of anyway, a certain goddess within a certain clam.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of straightforward, really.
Is the goddess human-shaped in it, and is the clam...
Clam-shaped,
as we would recognise. Or is it like a big dragon egg clam?
No, it's just a big old clam.
Okay.
It is exactly as the actual piece of art.
But do you know what it's definitely not called? Venus rising from the waves, because that's bad.
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 So
bad.
Bad.
Very
so
bad.
Wait. Stolen. So did Aphrodite take on human-shaped form? That's quite prejudiced. They're all human so far. All the gods.
Mm. Yes. Oh. You noticed it, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah, moving on. In the foyer itself, there are seating against the walls and so on, and there are a lot of people upon them.
Isn't Hephaestus a dwarf?
No, he has a hunchback.
I think in this world he might be.
Oh, in the fantasy
dwarf.
World.
Around the walls are people sat. Most of them appear to need care, and most of them appear to be taking shelter from the storm. They're also covered in sand. Behind the desk is a very, very tall, very, very slender figure, an elf, very clearly an elf, which, again, is pretty rare, actually.
Yeah.
And they are looking very austere. They're very put together, again, in robes of pink. And they are sort of keeping an eye on the rest of the foyer. Occasionally, you'll see another priestess or priest sort of wandering around and administering people, and it's that person that was speaking earlier.
Oh, well, look, for one, I'm not a minute person, all right? Name's Grizzop, Paladin of Artemis, so you stop it!
I have brought you these wanderers. I saved them from the storm.
Yes, I can see that, Azu. Why don't you go ahead and administer to them, and then we can all return to quiet contemplation and healing.
I don't need any ministrations
quiet
or healing. I'm being quiet.
Contemplation.
No, what
these people are fine.
Quiet contemplation.
The third is... complicated.
Would you like something to calm you?
Will you stop it? If you try and kiss me, I swear.
Perhaps you'd like a lie down.
Perfectly fine.
Thank you for your hospitality. Some food and drink would not go amiss.
Hamid, you ate 15 minutes ago.
That was at least half an hour.
think my point still stands.
I am going...
Feels like a week ago.
I am going to cut to... You went down one of the corridors and further into the temple, and you have found yourself in a similarly quite heavily occupied, for lack of a better word, canteen. But this is a canteen. It's tasteful. Mm. It's well done. There are chandeliers. It's a very, very gorgeous canteen as far as canteens go. Very much more to your tastes, Hamid, than
there. It's more Soggy Admiral than it is Soggy Cabin Boy.
Very much so. Very much Soggy Admiral, yes. Yeah. And it's, again, full of people sheltering. These people have clearly been cleaned up a bit and have had a chance to get out of the storm.
Without the chance to clean up, Sasha's just going to like stand in a corner and shake like so that all the sand falls out like a Pomeranian dog.
Oh, would you like a hand? I could shake that off for you.
Please, no, don't touch me.
Well, I'll stand behind her. I'm unbuckling my breastplate, and as I do, it's just
there's piles
that
on the floor.
That was another third of your
yeah.
weight.
That feels better.
You can see all of the members of the Aphrodite religion sort of looking, seeing all the sand, going, and then going back to what they're doing. You find yourself seated more or less in the middle of the canteen with food brought for you. It's simple but very, like, good fare. It's a solid, warming stew of some kind.
Azu has a gigantic bowl.
Just massive.
She's not even hungry, but this is... she wants to share companionship. So you are adventurers?
Yes.
Tell me of your quests.
Yeah, well, okay, first...
How many people have you helped to save?
Well, not quite. It doesn't work like that.
Well, we've saved the world twice, so yeah. Everyone...
The whole world?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Well, we only saved Prague.
Well, we do not do this for glamour.
Pretty horrible.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess we did save that person from the basement of Q.
We've saved quite a lot of people. Anyway, the reason we're in Cairo...
Killed a lot, too.
Is for my sister's funeral.
Oh, my new friend. I do apologise.
Forward.
My new immediate best friend.
Thank you.
Azu reaches out and grapples you into a hug.
Hamid hugs back for all he's worth. Which is quite a lot. He's really good at hugs.
And quite valuable as a person.
Could you give me a perform hug check, please? Roll me a d20 and just add your basic perform modifier.
I'm going to do the same.
Just getting Helen into the Pathfinder system now.
17. Yeah.
17 plus, what's your perform? It's charisma based, so...
That is 20.
20. 20 on...
Mine was only 13.
Yeah. It's subpar a good hug.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in fact, it's almost the maximum that a... I think it might be an optimum hug. I think it might be the maximum that a standard human could hug.
This makes Sasha so uncomfortable that she is holding a dagger.
And I'm just sitting there with my head in like my head in my hands, my elbow on the table, just like,
yep, this is how this goes.
Thank you.
Do you feel better now?
A little.
Then I have done my duty.
So how long has Cairo been like this? What's going on?
I have only been here for 5 days, but we heard rumours of all the technology. It stopped. The banks are not working. The food. No one can pay. There have been riots. There have been such terrible suffering.
Yeah, do you want to tell us again how much good we've done?
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain Grizzop's in the clear right now.
Yeah.
But it's...
That
would
cause the sandstorms.
Well, I don't know how much they were paying off the sandstorms.
But talk about focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah. Nobody knows what has taken place. It's
nope.
The tears of the orphans and the
what a mystery.
The terrible injuries from the riots and the fire.
At least the orphans aren't having their brains harvested to take over the world. Anyway,
what a strange thing to say.
Everyone in the room goes quiet and just stares.
Look, it's been a really stressful few days.
Yeah, sorry, my friend is having a bit of a breakdown. He's prone to his stories. Come on, Hamid. No, look, there aren't any brains going on. Look, that's weird, very strange.
Yeah, grief does strange things to people.
It does indeed. I learned that in seminary.
Right.
So you've come down to deal with the riots and stuff and the crying orphans.
There can't be many riots out in that.
Well, it's not always sandstorms, but when there aren't sandstorms, there are riots. And when there aren't sandstorms or riots, there's some sort of starvation. And when there aren't any of those things, there's
orphans.
Other diseases.
Yeah. So you just generally turned up to help, right?
Of course, I am on a quest.
What's your quest?
I shall be the High Priestess of Aphrodite.
Right. That sounds like more of a career.
I mean, I'm just the junior underpaddle.
Well, it is both. I must achieve the quest to reach the ambition.
Okay.
I must help more people.
Everyone
than
give
the
me
other
a perception check.
Natural Ooh. 20.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Natural 1.
Nice.
Hammond's in a bad place.
Are you kidding me? Hammond's still reeling from that hug.
I got 18.
So, Sasha and Grizzop, you both notice as Azu keeps going on about this and completing her quest, the rest are sort of rolling their eyes a little bit, like, okay. Azu, you also notice this. Mm. But again, no one's saying anything. No, everyone's carrying on. It's just that sort of hesitate. Going back to their work. Go back to their work.
Azu ignores any hints.
Stronger than that.
Well, so looking around, seeing this reaction, just like Azu a bit more.
And so you see, I must save as many people as possible. I must heal and I must defeat any evil villains that I come across.
Right.
We've actually got a bit of an opening for someone that is magically compelled to do good in the world.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
How do I apply?
There's a lot
I think
of forms.
You are.
There's many
yeah,
forms.
Yeah, basically, I mean...
There's an entry fee.
Well, I mean,
we
I
like
guess,
you already, well, so I guess...
What, quite my, a high entry fee.
My application... There wasn't any entry fee for me.
Okay.
Azu drops to one knee and places her hand on her heart.
Okay,
says,
this is a bit earnest.
Everyone else,
now.
Okay.
My dearest and newest friends.
Right.
I wish to join you on your quest to save the world once again.
I'm
not. Will you accept my fealty?
It's not really fealty. I mean, it's a contractual thing. We're a mercenary company.
Yeah,
then
paid.
Where do I sign?
We'd love to have you on board. Probably just probationary until we're all certain about each other. But I really like you, so I can only see it working out
well. Wait, I didn't have a probation.
Well, you helped us out with those zombies.
Yeah.
Okay, you were just really impressive, basically.
That was a very quick...
Oh, tactless.
She saved us from the sandstorm.
Yeah,
and that was pretty brilliant.
And she has that weird horse.
And the glowing pink armour. That's a camel.
Oh.
Mm. Yes, my camel is part of the deal.
I think you fit in pretty well.
Yeah.
So welcome aboard, I guess.
There's a call coming in from the corridor. Again, it's from that elf. Speaking of which, if you could dismiss the camel, we'd really appreciate it, Azu.
Has that elf been listening to everything?
Well, he is wise. He's must have ears and eyes.
Why? That's just nosy.
Well, you cannot speak that way of Priest Fairhands.
Wait, Priest Fairhands?
Another
Roll
perception
my word.
Check.
Me too?
Yeah.
16.
25.
18 again.
23.
Oh, the rest of the priests and priestesses aren't fans of you talking about Fairhands that way. Oof, quite the faux pas.
He is the best healer in the entire world.
Yeah, does it stop him from being nosy?
Wait, in the whole world.
The entire well, as a priestess of Aphrodite, one must swear to heal as like
I mean,
all of the wounded.
That sounds like
disease.
A bulk deal rather than a skill one.
To be fair, if anyone can sort out your thing, it's them.
Hey,
but remember, no, because
what?
She's
thing?
Got, you know the thing.
Wait,
it's probably not the time or the place to talk about it.
The speedy thing.
What?
That speed is not an illness. That is not in my...
Well, no, but we're talking about... It's got benefits, the benefits, but you
just,
know...
The
it's not the time or
Could
the place.
Could we just not talk about this here?
Yeah, we'll discuss it later, maybe.
Right.
How long do have these sandstorms been lasting? I mean, we only want to go three streets away or something, probably. But it seems like a bad idea to go out in that.
Even within, like, the last 5 days, there has been one prior to this one. Mm-hmm. That one lasted about a day, best part of a day, not much more than that. Mm. I mean, assuming it's going to be the same for you know, it could be weeks.
No longer than a day.
Has this happened anywhere else?
I don't know. I came.
Well,
I
journeyed a lot. We're talking about there being a lot of storms in the various ports.
And that happened before.
Well, exactly.
So you can't blame.
You can't blame the weather on us.
Well, but
I was not trying to.
And if that's.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good.
How would the bank... What?
Yep. What have you to do with the weather? The weather is...
Nothing at all. Absolutely
Wait,
nothing.
Wait, hang on a minute.
Almost
do you have
certainly.
Something to do with the weather?
Probably.
No.
No.
Well, wait, you said that. Really implied that you had something to do with the weather?
I don't think so.
Which is very
Can
worrying.
Still, it's still sounding...
Look like
Everyone
someone...
in the canteen has just given up the pretense of not just all staring and listening.
Two very complicated things have happened to us, okay? And it's just a bit overwhelming.
I'm going to stand on the
and
table.
It, it feels risky to make any sweeping statements.
So I'm going to stand on the table. And just
with
look at
definitive answers on any question of what we may or may not have impacted, all right? Look, I'm very tired.
I'm going to stand on the table and look at everyone else and go,
do you mind we are having a private conversation?
Everyone starts to look away again.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think maybe we should put Hamid to bed.
Yes. Do you have some beds? Could you carry him in and then tuck him into bed?
We've
I think
got
probably
the money.
Like that.
It's fine.
You do not pay for anything here, for we are now... Not only friends, but adventure colleagues.
Yes, adventure colleagues is the correct term.
West buddies.
West buddies are also fine. Colleagues.
Geese friends.
Comrades in arms.
Comrades in arms.
Yes, that was the phrase.
Contractually joined acquaintances.
Actually, also...
It's more that, accurate.
That is exactly how Sasha would describe it. That's fair.
That sounds like a marriage.
Woo! Satire!
Wait, hang on a minute. I wasn't... Are we... Is this... This isn't...
We're not married, no.
Okay, no, I hope
none,
not.
None Cut to...
I'm not ready, okay?
After eating, you were led upstairs and... Despite everything that's going on, there are still beds available. Admittedly, you are right up to the sort of top floor of the building, etc. And all of the windows are both closed and shuttered and so on. And the storm is raging outside. But there are some beds in an obscure corner of the hospital that you are led to. It is closer to a dormitory than anything else, really. Clearly, most of the healing that's happening is magical rather than mundane. That said, obviously, there's... cabinets of medicines and poultices and the various accoutrements you'd expect. And you are shown into the dormitory, and that's where we will pick up as a bunch of time has been passed. Otherwise, it will just be that conversation for hours.
Well, excitingly, we've all leveled up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You have.
We did it off screen, but now that we've had a proper rest, we get to click the little button in our character portraits
click,
and boop. Apply new points.
With that in mind, and having this brief breather, I think it's probably worth addressing, what have you done with your levelling, if there's anything you want to share, and do you have any fancy new swag?
Level 6 isn't an interesting level.
Yeah. Disagree.
Yeah.
For paladins, it's just kind of... My saves got higher.
So I got a new spell, guys. Guess what spell I can now cast if I want to?
Fireball!
Oh my god, I'm so excited!
That's going to be useful in a hospital.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cauterizing wounds, just lots of them at once.
Everyone line up. Wounds facing first.
I nearly carved it at the sandstorm, just to show I could. I mean, it's already a sandstorm. How much worse could a glass storm be?
Probably a firestorm would have happened. That, like, just one of those tornado fires, yeah.
I mean, all that's different about me is I can climb better.
I feel like that's pretty succinct description, yeah.
Yeah, that. a few extra, like, more skill points than a human could count.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, that was the simplest explanation of
I mean,
level we've
got,
had yet.
I've got some fancy new swag, but I was going to describe it when I actually put it on.
Of course,
still carrying it in my bag for now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you all shown up to the dormitory. Azu, I leave it up to you whether you'd stay in your own apartments or keep them company. It's very much up to you.
Oh, no, of course not. No, she
new travel buddies. Yay!
She pushes two beds together.
Wait, one for the camel, or...?
No, the camel
camel's
has to
back
stay
on
downstairs.
The celestial. No, the camel's back on the celestial plane.
Oh, yeah, well, she always does what Erin Fairhands tells her to. So
does it hop in and out of existence?
I can summon a camel.
It's a celestial camel.
That's so cool.
It's basically an angel in camel form.
It's an angel camel. She has an angel camel.
Wow.
Grizzop's bow glows. She has an angel camel.
Yep.
Hey, it's a good bow.
So much better than you.
What? No, it's just.
So as you're all settling down to sleep, Hamid, you hear a voice in your head.
That sounds ominous.
Or does it? We don't know.
How does it sound? Hello! No, not that. Da, 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 da. Make them laugh. No.
Have you been missold, PPI?
I'm afraid no, no, not that
this
either.
Episode is in part supported by the Alfred P. Sloan. No. Mattresses.
It is accompanied by your hand feeling quite hot. One of your rings.
Oh.
Hey,
Hamid. That's a deep cut.
How are things?
Fine.
I think it's time we had a chat about your family.
Oh.
And I'll close the episode there. No context. No, no. None of that needed. Well, welcome, Helen. Thank you for saving the party from dying about 15 feet from a hospital. That, I was tempted to let that play out. It would have amused me, but no. So, again, welcome. And welcome with your Gears buddies, your adventure pals, your quest friends, whatever the phrase is.
Contractually
obliged.
Colleagues. We must spend time with each other for work only.
Yeah.
Now, she is going to win all of you over. That is a secondary goal.
She's already won, Hammond.
We're getting a very Steven Universe vibe.
Well, yeah, his power is hearts.
That's true.
Well, I think we will close there and we can continue this heart-based quest next week. Bye, guys.
Bye! Bye.
Hey everyone. This episode marks the end of Season 2 of Rusty Quill Gaming. Thanks so much for listening, sharing and supporting us. We'll be returning with Season 3 in 3 weeks, but don't worry, in the break we'll be releasing some non-story episodes on our normal weekly schedule, so you won't be missing out. That's all for now, but strap in because Season 3... whew, it's a doozy.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
You're going to have to bear with me. I will intro you when I intro you.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was meant to just come.
I will intro you. Don't fret. Ooh,
okay.
Okay.
He'll leave it slightly too long.
And just wait until we die and then be like, Helen, why didn't you
Literally, I was worried that was what was going to happen.
Yeah, you find their corpses.
I'll intro you. Don't worry.
You all have to come up with new characters because of Helen.
Thanks,
all the fans
Helen.
Will be
she's
angry.
Ruined the podcast.
There's
Helen
no
ruined the podcast before she even spoke.
There's no way for us to change that. That's just what happened.
Locked in now. We've recorded it.
Hashtag Quillgate.